It's still day four of Audiomo, but I didn't bring my card key to work so that I can't get into my office. So I decided I'd sit out at in the woods behind my office building and just enjoy waiting for my first meeting of the day in a lovely leafy glade that I have here at the back of the building. If you check out this recording, then you'll see a picture. You might, if you're careful, pick out the sound of cars on the A470, very busy road. It's almost a motorway. Runs up from Cardiff all the way up into Wales proper. And you might even hear children playing in the crash, which is just about 50 yards away from here. Okay, that was 4 minutes and 33 seconds of not really silent. And I'm going to come and carry on recording just for a little bit, just to explain what that's all about. Oh dear, so I'll get moving because I've got a horse fly bothering me now. So you may recognise 4 minutes and 33 seconds from the John Cage composition, which is a silence of exactly 4 minutes and 33 seconds. And you may also know, or may not, that he rigorously defends his copyright on said work. So that, almost a kind of in response really, I thought, well, what I should do is create recordings of 4 minutes and 33 seconds of, well, not really silence, because the thing is, no matter where you are really, unless you're in a special chamber of some kind, nowhere is ever quiet. So I don't know if you noticed about 30 seconds before the end of that period of not really silence, I heard anyway, a train brake as a train pulled into the station in the distance. I don't know if you heard it, maybe you go back and listen to it again. There's so many sounds that we just ignore and we don't realise. Like there's, in the undergrowth there's a bird that's just been hopping around along this track that I'm walking on. So that's really where that came from. And a lot of my audio mode recordings and audio week recordings in the past have been 4 minutes and 33 seconds. But I also do other things. So I think over the next few days I'm probably going to go back through some of my short stories that haven't already been recorded as audio and collect them together and make some audio recordings of short stories, all of which are under Creative Commons licenses, and they're either going to be on my own personal blog or on the 6minutestory.com website. I don't know if you know about 6 minute stories. Over the last kind of 8 years or so, I've been on and off writing short stories, and they are really short because you have to actually write them in 6 minutes. And sometimes you can kind of do a bit of planning or a bit of idea gathering beforehand, making it a bit more of a performance piece. But often stories are completely written from scratch to a prompt that you can be randomly given in that 6 minute period. And that obviously makes them very, very short. But some of my stories are also from other flash fiction competitions, I think the best way to put it. Usually in a week there's several going on, sometimes at the same time. Some of them are limited within a single day, some of them you have a day or two to get yourself sorted. But usually you can write, you know, at least once or twice a week if you want to, flash fiction items. And sometimes they're short in that you're given a specific number of words to do. The 6 minute story obviously is in a time to write it, which obviously does limit you quite a lot, unless you're really, really good at typing. And others can be longer, but they're usually no longer than 1,000 words or so. And you often have a day or a couple of days to kind of write these things. So I'll be recording some of those things, really. So thank you for listening to the extended version of the second post for today. If you have been, so you get an idea what kind of things are coming up next. And I do hope you enjoy the ambient sounds. I've had people giving me feedback saying that they're actually really nice to listen to if you want to try and get to sleep, because all the ambient sounds are actually quite lulling, and even with my voice usually only restricted to the first 27 seconds of the recording, they can help you get off to sleep apparently, which is, I guess, a kind of compliment. But anyway, so I hope the rest of you are having a really good audio mo for June. I've been listening to some of the recordings, not as many as I'd like, it's great that it's happening, I think, and well done to the organisers for getting it all sorted out. So without further ado, for the month of June, I'd like to say happy audio mo, and I hope all your recordings go as well as mine do.